In the midst of escalating tensions between President William Ruto and Kenya's judiciary, two separate court rulings have dealt blows to the government, both closely tied to the president's interests. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Firstly, a court ordered the government to cease collection of a new housing levy, followed shortly by another court's decision prohibiting the president from dispatching 1,000 police officers to Haiti, a commitment he had made to the UN. Analysts view these rulings as a testament to the judiciary's independence despite perceived attempts at coercion by the president. President Ruto has recently launched scathing attacks on the judiciary, accusing unnamed judges of corruption and criticizing those challenging government initiatives in court. These attacks came in response to previous rulings against his administration, one of which was overturned last week. The sustained criticism of the judiciary has sparked public backlash, prompting concerns about potential bias in future rulings. The pressure on the judiciary culminated in an unprecedented meeting between Chief Justice Martha Koome and the President, which raised questions about the judiciary's independence. Despite the meeting's outcome, which included commitments to uphold the rule of law and increase funding for the judiciary, criticism against the judges persists. The Kenya Magistrates and Judges Association, KMJA, has expressed deep concern over continued attacks by the political class, leading to the Supreme Court's decision to bar a prominent pro-government lawyer from appearing before it indefinitely. The rift between the judiciary and the political class is expected to widen, with President Ruto vowing to proceed with government projects despite the court rulings. This defiance raises fears of potential disobedience to court orders, prompting warnings of potential chaos. As the government plans to appeal the rulings and introduce new legislation to support its initiatives, the standoff between the executive and the judiciary appears poised to continue, with significant implications for Kenya's governance and legal system. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.